Did you eat junk food again?
Hmm?
I said, did you eat junk food again? You're gonna spoil your appetite.
I'll eat.
Mmm, tastes so good. What's wrong? These days, you're always staring into space or reciting poems, and when you do talk, you don't make a lot of sense at all. What is it?
Nothing. It's...
I doubt it's nothing. Yeah. Eat your food. Eat your food, son.
So did you finally finish it?
What?
Well, you know, I'm talking about the wedding dress.
Oh, yes, I finished it a while ago.
It looks beautiful. You did a good job. It belongs to Miss Parveen, right?
Yes. It belongs to Miss Parveen.
Hmm. I think you should give them a good price, so they'll be sure to come back for more sometime.
All right. How do you know how much I'm gonna charge them?
No, I'm just saying give them a good price so they'll become return customers.
Huh. How many wedding dresses do you think people buy in their lives? Each person only needs one dress.
Yes, but all her relatives will see the dress, and if they like it, then they'll become your customers.
I know, but nowadays when one person buys a wedding dress, they let all the other women in their family borrow it for their wedding as well.
I can deliver the dress if you like.
Since when have you ever volunteered to deliver dresses to customers? That won't be necessary. They'll come and take it.
Really? When?
I'm not going to tell you. What is the reason you keep asking about this dress anyway? Give them a good price, don't charge them a lot of money, you did a good job sewing it.
I just think you put a lot of effort into this one.
I put a lot of effort into everything. I'm also a very good cook. Why don't you compliment the food as well?
This food is great. Thank you, Mother.
Listen to me, son. If something is meant to be, then God will certainly make it happen. No matter how hard you try, you can't change your fate because it's not in your hands.
You mean I should just sit here and do nothing and she'll show up?
Nah. Of course some effort is necessary as well.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Mother. I need to put some effort. You need to put some effort. I'll propose to Miss Parveen and then she'll come to our house and la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la.
What, la-la-la? Miss Parveen? Do you even know who Parveen is? Or what her father does?
That's not a problem. I can find out.
No way. If you try to bite off more than you can chew, you'll choke.
There's a solution to that, Mother. You see this piece of food? Look, it's too large to swallow, right? So I'm going to cut it into small pieces like this, and then I can swallow it. Like this. And I eat it.
Oh, no, no way. You have no idea what Miss Satara was saying about her father's wealth. She said they're very rich. They're way out of her league. Besides, she's not the proper age for you.
Miss Satara told you that?
Yeah.
How does she even know them?
She's her cousin, that's what. She's the one who introduced her to me.
Ah, is that so? So she's Omid's relative. So that's where I've seen her before. I probably saw her at Omid's house.
No way. You've never seen her. She's lived abroad her whole life, and that's where she received her PhD as well. Stop saying you've seen her.
So I'll speak to Omid. That's what I'll do.
What are you mumbling about? What are you saying over there?
I'm saying I really miss Omid a lot. I'm going to go see him real quick, and then I'll come back up.
Stop acting like a spoiled brat.
I'll be right back.
Get back here and eat your dinner. Reza! Reza! What's wrong with that child?
Omid, buddy! Hello, how are you?
Hello, Reza.
Hello, Satara.
How are you?
Thank you. So, how was your trip? I see you're back.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I miss Omid a lot. Is he home so I can see him?
No, he went out. You wanted to see him?
That's too bad. Too bad. Well, actually, my mother wanted
your
to
mother
see him.
Your mother wanted to see
no,
Omid?
No, she wanted actually to see you. She wanted to talk to you about Miss Parveen.
She wanted to speak to me about Miss Parveen?
Yes. Miss Parveen, she's your relative, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's what I thought, because you sounded like you didn't know her.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so she wanted to speak to you. She wanted to say that she'd like for you to go upstairs to see the dress, the wedding dress for the bride.
That's kind of her, but I just got home. I'll be there shortly. I'll come down in a few minutes.
All right, well, come quick, because she's waiting for you to come upstairs before she serves dinner, okay?
Are you feeling well?
Sure, I'm fine. How are you? How's Omid, by the way? Uh-huh.
He's fine.
Oh, the intercom is ringing. I should go.
Excellent. That's wonderful. Yes, he's home. Come upstairs.
Who is it?
Oh, I love sweets.
Who? Who, huh? Well, who was it?
Are they back?
Who's back?
Miss Selaï, is she back?
Yeah, they'll come upstairs to see you. Who's at the intercom?
You'll find out soon enough.
Is she coming up?
It's very good news.
Really? So I should change my clothes.
No, your clothes are fine, son. Oh, my goodness. Reza!
Where are my jeans, Mother? Did you wash them?
You look fine. Just open the door.
Oh, I look embarrassing.
Open the door already.
You look ugly.
Open it.
Hello, 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 hello. I've got some sweets.
Mr. Leach, what brings you here? Long time no see. Where you been?
The seventh heaven, on the other side in the sky. Have some sweets.
Have
What's
some
the occasion?
Some.
You can definitely tell the occasion by the quality of the sweets. Come on, take some.
No, thanks.
Wait a second.
Oh, come on, why are you so bitter? Take some. I'm going to leave you some. Have some, Miss Ferengis,
please.
Let me
bring some plates.
No, no, I insist that you take
Thank
more.
Thank you very much.
No, I insist more than one. Yeah, it's got to be more than one. No.
Come sit, I want to talk to you.
No, I got to go now.
I said sit down.
Goodbye, Julius. Where did the rest go? Oh, and woohoo.
Where are you going? Stop, I want to talk to you.
Kids these days, one calls the other a leech, and the other calls him a Julius. I really don't get this stuff. Mm.
Listen, sir. How do you expect me to find another place in such short notice? No, sir, thank you. Your help isn't needed. I'm not incompetent. I really don't want your help. No, thank you. He's angry? That's his problem. I don't care. I can become just as unpleasant as him. Just test me if you don't believe me. I've been living here for the past 5 years. Listen to me. Listen to me. I've been living here and paying rent for the past 5 years, but I'm not going to pay anymore. Huh? Are you threatening me? Listen, I'm very quick-tempered. Listen to me. Listen to what I say. I'm very quick-tempered and impatient. I slave all day at work. The sounds of power tools are ringing in my ears all day, and from night until morning, I'm driving a taxi. Looking to make some extra money as a taxi driver. So when I come home, I'm not in the mood to listen to your nonsense. I dare you to call here one more time. Do that and I'll string you up by your neck. Ah.
So what was he saying?
Nothing. Just nonsense. Stay calm. Don't be afraid. There's nobody in the world who can bully Jahangir.
Jahangir, look.
Oh, darling.
Thank you. Well, hello there, Mr. Romeo. You're all alone, I see.
How are you?
Why are you sitting over here?
I've just been thinking. I think I'm losing my mind. Ever since I got electrocuted, my mind's been occupied with Parveen and this whole thing with Sarouche. It all keeps playing over in my mind like a movie.
While you're sitting out here all alone, everyone's inside talking about you. Do you hear me? Reza, I'm talking to you.
I don't care. Let them say and do whatever they want. I'm not in the mood for anything.
I don't really blame you. You don't always get the one you wish for. But I did.
I want to ask you something, but I want you to be honest with me. How did you get married?
You make it sound like I did something illegal. I just went and got married like everyone else.
No, what I mean is, did you charm and romance your wife before you got married?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but don't tell my wife I told you.
Rest assured.
Ooh, romance. There was some romance, and the more time passed, the more it blossomed.
Are you happy?
Happy? Yeah. I'm always happy, Reza. I'm gonna tell you something that'll blow your mind. Did you know I used to be a student?
You? Well, this is getting interesting, so tell me more.
I studied mechanics for 2 years, Reza. I was young and immature. I felt like I could rule the world. But it was fate that had other plans for me. The pressure got to me. I dropped out and decided to become a mechanic. At that time, Abu was a teacher. No, she later became a teacher. I wanted her, but I wouldn't tell it to her face. Then God gave us Mina. When she was born, I looked at myself and realized I'd become a man. I became a father, which came with many responsibilities. I started working harder and harder. I was working all the time. One day, I was at the shop and this guy brought his taxi in for repair. He was selling for a good price. It was cheap.
You never studied again?
I couldn't.
Right. You are such a fool.
You haven't faced the same hardship that I have. When Peaches was born, there was no turning back. Anyway, I bought the taxi, and before I knew it, I became a...
A taxi driver?
Yes, after I bought the taxi. And one thing led to another. And as you can see...
Is there still the same romance between the two of you?
No, it's the same as before. It's different now. It's been replaced with kindness and forgiveness. We've given everything we have to each other and our child. You know, Reza, love has different meanings. At different stages in life. It's different now. How can I explain it? Just forget it. Oh, I just wanted to see why you're feeling down, and you got me talking now.
Listen, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like my heart's been thrown on the ground and stepped on, and do you understand? Is this love?
I understand. It's like your suspensions have been broken and your engine's not working.
No? It's like my heart's been trampled on. Mm-hmm. I've completely lost control of my mind.
You have to deal with these kind of feelings until you mature. If you had to fight every day to put bread on the table like me, then you wouldn't be feeling so down. Tell me, who's a girl?
Huh?
Come on, spit it out.
Stepmother.
Was he your only son?
He's not my son.
Why did you kill your stepson?
Do you think I killed the poor child? When even you think I'm guilty, I can't blame the illiterate prisoners for cursing me and spitting in my face!
She killed my son. She slaughtered my son and destroyed my family.
A cruel mother.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Do you have questions for the witness?
I won't answer any of his questions.
You have to answer the questions of the defendant's lawyer.
And the death of a child.
Do you remember the day you hit Barbo because he didn't tell you I had gotten married?
Doesn't that explain how Barbo got the cuts on his back as prize of physicians who ruled out suicide?
I want to stay alive. Coming soon on iFilm.
Maybe he was joking.
No, he wasn't. I'm sure about it. He was actually being very serious about it.
How is it possible? He seems to be a logical person.
Zatara, darling, love doesn't understand logic. And the more I oppose him, the more he's going to insist.
Keanu, she's despicable. He pretends to be so open-minded. Is having children really that important?
Well, yes, it's important for some people. If it wasn't important for him, then he would have continued with the wedding. And I wouldn't be in this mess. I wish there was a way for you and Omid to talk to him and change his mind. By the way, what happened with your plans to go away?
Omid doesn't want to leave. Ever since he became unemployed, his attitude has gotten even worse. He's had a few job offers here, but he refuses to go to work. It's really frustrating. My brother sent us an invitation letter so we could go and live abroad, but Omid says we don't have the money.
Well, he's right, darling. You can't go empty-handed to a foreign country all alone.
Don't worry, we won't be alone. We'll stay with my brother, and he's very rich.
Your brother might be rich, but what does that have to do with your husband? He's a man, he has pride. He wants to be the one to provide for his family.
Well, he can go work at my brother's company.
That's not a bad idea. He can work here, but what if he goes to work with your brother, and he doesn't like his job at the company, and he quits? What would you do then?
What will we do if we stay here? He's not working now either. He's always home. We went on a 2-day vacation and he slept the whole time.
Oh, really? That's how all men are. As soon as there's a problem in their lives, they go to sleep. They like to think and make decisions in their sleep. While us women, of course, like to do things while we're awake. Anyway, what happened to the gallery that wanted to buy your work?
Nothing. Ever since we started talking about going abroad, I haven't been in the mood to work. Someone needs to make the decisions around here. A part of me just wants to pack up and leave. Omid can come if he wants. If not, I'll go alone.
Zatara, love, sit down, darling. I'm peeling this orange for you.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Farangis.
Well then, talk to Omid about Reza. Have him find a way to push these thoughts out of his head. Please!
So why don't you speak to Parveen yourself?
Me?
Yes?
After what just happened to her, I really don't think I could do it. I don't have the heart to speak to her about Reza. I can't speak to her. No, I can't.
What if I ask Parveen to speak to Reza?
That's even worse. I don't even want them to see each other. Why don't you discuss it with Omid first? Maybe he'll think of something.
Poor Parveen. All right. Goodbye.
poor Parveen, you mean poor Farangiz.
I'd really like to help you out, but I'm not the right person to help you with this problem. Why don't you speak with Omid about it? He's a better talker than me, and since they're family, he can convince her. My wife said they'd be back, you know?
I know. Actually, I did go over to his house to speak with him about this, but his wife said he's not home.
Well, as I was saying, speaking of Omid, is he home?
Ah.
Good to see you over there.
Hello there. How are you?
You don't even know.
Ring the town bell, he's home. He's
oh,
here.
Yeah.
How are you?
You don't even know.
Ring the town bell, he's home. He's
oh,
here.
Yeah. Just as you're feeling hopeless, Omid comes around.
Hello.
Just
how are you doing,
hopeless,
you street welling night thugs?
Oh, yeah. I missed you. How
hey,
are you?
Mwah. Give me a
hey,
hug. Where have you been? I missed you.
Sit down.
So, what vile deeds are you two up to?
Well, I've ran into a few walls here and there, but I'm good. All in all, I just need a good polishing, and I'll be as good as new.
Did you look after our house while we were away?
Ah, Jahangir was guarding the building like a lion.
Thank you.
He looks more like a deer to me.
Thanks for the compliment.
If not a lion, a panther.
You mean like a pink panther?
Listen to me. You've only just arrived. Why don't you wait a day before you start mocking me?
Huh? He's the only one who can stand up to you.
Hey, but seriously now, did we receive any letters, packages, messages from God?
As a matter of fact, yes. You received a package from Motashan. Estesham.
Estesham? Oh, that can't be good news.
Yes, it seems like he's got a warrant of eviction, and we have to get out in 2 months.
So we'll all have to put up a tent in the park, and we're just all going to have to squeeze inside of it.
That's not a bad idea. We can start our own little tent community in Tehran. Not the first time Etisham has obtained a warrant of eviction. Nothing to worry about, really.
He's right.
Right, sure, yeah.
So how was your trip? Did you have fun? Did you enjoy it?
It was great. Perfect. I slept the whole period. I would sleep, read. Sleep, read. Sometimes I would sleep, read, eat. Sleep, read, eat.
Since you're in a good mood right now, can you please help this unhappy young man? He's under a lot of emotional stress. Come on, tell him, Reza. Huh.
But?
He saw one of your relatives and,
One of my relatives?
Nah, you probably want to go inside now. You must be tired, right?
Honestly, I can be of no use tonight. I mean, I'm dead tired. Whatever it is, please leave it till tomorrow. I promise to help you later.
All right, then it's settled,
all right.
Huh?
Your dinner's probably getting cold. Let's get up and go inside. My
Someone's feeling a whole lot better
hours.
All of a sudden, huh?
Where's my mother, sweetheart?
She went out to deliver the dress.
To deliver the dress? How could she? She said they'll pick them up. You see what my mother does? She won't let me go see her or let her come here.
You can speak with him however you think is appropriate. But Reza is such a sensitive child. I'm afraid he'll hurt his feelings.
Don't you worry. Leave everything up to me. I know how he feels.
I hope you can knock some sense into him. The poor child has stopped eating. He's become so thin.
Don't worry. I know how to stop him from having such bad thoughts.
Well, very well then. I won't take up any more of your time. I know you're very busy.
At least let me pay for the dress before you leave.
Don't mention it. You don't need to pay. God never gave me a daughter, you know. You're like the daughter I never had. This dress is a gift from me, sweetie. Goodbye.
That's very kind of you, Miss Farangiz.
It's nothing, dear. Whatever you do, I hope it turns out for the best.
Okay, thank you. I'll try my best.
Thank you for your
time. Take care.
Goodbye.
Omid?
Hmm?
You know what?
Spit it out.
Isn't there any way you can come with me?
Nah.
Why not?
No, this is something you absolutely gotta do on your own.
It's gonna be awkward if I go there by myself. Her father's going to be there. I'll be so embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. Love requires courage. If you have it, then go. If you don't have it, then admit you made a mistake and let her go. You'll both go your separate ways, but stop second-guessing yourself like a child.
I have it.
You got it, then go.
Omid?
Hmm?
Are you sure she's expecting me? I don't want to go there and be embarrassed. It'll be humiliating.
Listen, I spoke to her myself. She's expecting you. I told her everything she needed to hear, and she wants you to go alone. There it is. There. Up there. It's the fifth floor of this building.
Okay.
Get out and good luck.
You wouldn't happen to have any cologne. Stop laughing.
I hope when you come back, you'll be full of joy and good news. Now, go already. And good luck.
Oh, wow, her building is so luxurious. I hope I'm dressed well enough. How do I look?
Oh, come on, go already.
I'm going. Wait here until I get back.
I'm waiting. Don't let your heart beat too loudly. Hey, buddy, aren't you forgetting something? Come here.
Oh, here. Whoa, I almost forgot. Thanks. I'm going.
Never forget your gun when you're going hunting.
What makes you think I have agreed to marry Sarush in such a short amount of time?
Well, as you know, Sarush is my friend. I know him very well. God forbid, I just didn't want you to make a mistake because he's mentally insane. If you let him into your house too often, then Sarush will become like a leech, and he'll cling into a corner of your house, and, well...
Father, I didn't think Mr. Nabipur was so simple-minded.
No, darling. He's not simple-minded. He's just being honest.
I wanted to come over and see you anyway. I was planning on coming over to speak to you about Sarush, and then Mr. Salehi said you wanted... Oh, thank you. He said you wanted to see me yourself, so that's why I came over, so you can tell me what it is you wanted to speak to me about.
Listen, Mr. Nabipur, I don't doubt that you're a smart person and very emotional, but I also know that... At any moment, you may fall in love with a different woman because that's just the way that life goes. I know you have good intentions. I have a lot of respect for your feelings towards me, Mr. Nabipur. But you know that I'm 2 years older than you. I wouldn't want you to end up regretting your decision. I swear on my father's life, who is the dearest person to me. I didn't invite you here so I could just say no to your face, because I would never do such things to anybody. You know, I could never say such things to your mother. And when I spoke to Mr. Salehi, he told me I should really speak with you personally. And now, I think that we can put aside all of our feelings and speak like two mature adults, don't you?
I want you to believe me that I really didn't have any bad intentions. I hope you know that.
We know, son. Otherwise, we wouldn't have invited you here.
Listen, I've said this before, and I'll say it one last time. I don't doubt that you have good intentions, but when two people want to live together, they must have common ground so that they can build a future together. I'm young, I have feelings too. I'm not dispassionate, I'm just like you. You're young and full of feelings. I'm sure that a lot of women like you. You're very sweet. Marriage isn't just about finding the right person. It's equally about being the right person with the right qualities, because I don't want to make this more complicated than it is. I just want to tell you about the things that I've seen. I want to tell you about the things that I've discovered and the things my father has taught me. I'm sure you already know this, but it doesn't hurt to be reminded. Look, how can I tell you this? I'm in love with someone else. I'm in love just as much as you are. Right now I'm thinking about whether I have the courage to pay the price for the person I love. Should I forget about having children and spend my life with the person I was supposed to marry? I really have no idea if it's worth it or not. Whether I should live with him or not live with him. I really don't know. It's a difficult decision. I've been going over it again and again in my mind, having sleepless nights, and you must understand that this is one of life's biggest decisions. I just hope that God can help me so I can make this decision. You can speak now.
Well, what can I say?
Hello, hello, good day, Mr. Parvin. Hello, Miss Parvin. Hello, Miss... hello, Reza, how are you doing?
How are you, Sarush?
Oh, Mr. Farangis, I brought you this. It's full and complete, and it's the best can do... if I'm intruding here, I can, you know...
No, no. You can stay. Sit down.
Thank you so much. How's your mother? Does she still cook meatballs? You're dressed so nicely, and flowers, too.
Your friend here is very smart. He's been kind enough to help me write my memoirs. I have a lot of memories that could benefit young people like you. Would you like to read some part of it? It's just like your own life.
Of course, thank you.
So, the tail stabs the head, and the skull breaks into two. The scorpion of love was unaware that the ring of fire was only a dream. Why are you drooping? Pull yourself together now. You may have lost Parveen, but you haven't lost love. If you wake up in the street, people will say, "Excuse me, sir, what's the time? Oh, my goodness, what's the time now? Please, please, please."
Don't you have anything better to do?
Yes, actually, I have better things to do. I have to go and see Miss Fakrasada. I have to get the old woman on the balcony. Taxi! Taxi!
You tricked me. Is that what you wanted? You wanted me to go upstairs and embarrass myself? You knew she would say no to me.
Listen here. If I would have told you God's truth, you would have never believed me.
Shut up.
You needed to hear her say no with your own ears. Listen to me, Reza. It is not enough for one person only to be in love. You know what they say now? If you remove the word no from the dictionary, then love would never exist. You have to keep on trying. You have to keep proposing. You have to keep hearing the word no. You have to keep saying no until you find the one. Love doesn't last a day. Love lasts forever.